There are some things that happen in our society that are a real head shaker. Well, there's a lot, actually, that happen in our society that are a real head shaker. But this story of elder abuse comes up far too often. I remember being a member of a newsroom back in the 70s, and we did a whole feature on elder abuse. And I kept thinking then, I can't imagine any situation where people would do that. Well, that was about 35 years ago. And it's still happening. So I don't think we've gotten a whole lot better. Those little TV vignettes we see, where an elderly man is pushed along to get him going. An adult child is ripping grandma's wallet off for money. They're verbally berating them. I'm baffled that this still happens, but what do we do about it? It's happening all around us. What do we do about it? How do we stop this? Derek Miedema writes about this. Derek is the research director with the IMF Canada. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Gary?
Well, this upsets me.
Well, it upsets me, too. The piece that I wrote is not so much about how to stop elder abuse as to how to stop it from spreading like wildfire and going even worse, becoming even worse to the point of death.
And that upsets me too.
Yes, and it's a real, as you said, this is a long-term issue. It's been happening to seniors for a long time in successive generations. I think demographically, there's also consideration that as we have more baby boomers, as the baby boomers age, we're going to have more seniors. But it's a life and death issue when you consider, and I'll link the two with one quote from a medical doctor from BC. He says that under current law, abusers take their victims, and we're talking about seniors here, abusers take their victims to the bank and to the lawyer for a new will. With legal-assisted suicide, the next stop would be the doctor's office for a lethal prescription. And that while that may seem, you know, a big jump to go from one to the other, I also have a quote from a woman named Lauren Tamblyn Watts, who's a lawyer for the Canadian Center for Elder Law. And she's not speaking particularly about assisted suicide, but she notes that, and I quote here, people used to wait until their parents died until they went after the money. Today, with longevity being what it is and with increased financial pressures, what we're seeing is boomers going after the assets of their parents while they're still alive, end quote. You put those two together, and you have the very real possibility of opening the door to having children, having family members, killing off their older parents in order to have easier access to their money.
How do we prevent that from ever happening?
Well, the biggest thing to prevent it from ever happening is not legalizing assisted suicide. I'm happy to be able to say that a ballot to legalize assisted suicide in Massachusetts was defeated on November 6th.
Right.
But what that law said and what it has in common with Oregon and Washington is that the person must ingest the medication. And as I understand it, to ingest is basically to swallow. It's not actually putting it in the mouth. It opens the door to someone mixing something into a drink and giving it to their loved one. There's all sorts of ways that a person could use that law to lead a senior citizen to die, to kill themselves, and take their money and take their estate. And if assisted suicide was legal, then there'd be no way to stop that in law.
But we're also led to believe that assisted suicide is about choice. It's about empowerment. It's about dying with dignity.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, it's very clear that if those videos that you mentioned at the very beginning, I've seen those videos and they're just absolutely heartbreaking. And if you consider then that a woman who's screaming at her mother or grandmother in a total tirade, if it reaches that point, in fact, I know that Statistics Canada found data that most of the homicides of seniors that happen in families happen because of 32% of all the family homicides of seniors happen because of frustration and the escalation of an argument. And so we're not necessarily talking about we're not necessarily talking about people doing this premeditated, but when you get ramped up in your emotions and you get super frustrated because your parent or grandparent isn't able to think clearly or isn't able to react as quickly and so on and so on and so on, then it becomes that much more easy to slip down this road, especially if it's legal.
Wow. I guess, I don't know. The whole thing is very upsetting. Am I too little of it? Because I honestly can't imagine anybody treating their parents this way, or an elderly aunt or an uncle. I just can't imagine.
Well, it is hard to imagine, but I think when it becomes, it could easily melt into too thinking that, you know, my loved one is so out of it that it'd be better if they died. There's all sorts of situations. I mean, if I look more broadly, there's all sorts of situations where elderly seniors who are maybe lonely because all of their generation of friends has passed away, who are alone, who are unable to do what they used to do, would already be feeling down. There's all sorts of areas where senior citizens could be pushed in this direction. And that quote from the doctor in BC gets right at it again. They're already taking their loved ones. They're already taking their senior citizens to the bank and to the lawyer to get their money. The next step would go to the pharmacy.
And it doesn't seem to be that much of a stretch to me, sadly.
No, and it's very sadly not much of a stretch, especially for those people who are already engaging in this abuse. It is not that much of a stretch, especially not only if the law makes it legal, but if it then appears that society will turn a blind eye. And if there's no way in law to strike back or to punish people who engage in this activity, then it becomes all the more, you know, easy to slide in that direction. And again, what we need to do to prevent elder abuse from going to this extent is don't even open the door to assisted suicide.
Yeah.
Because there's no way once that door is open that you can stop people from going in this direction and hiding from the law on that basis.
Well, we all need advocates, and this is a group that needs more advocates apparently than I thought. You know, someone's got to speak up here, and that's why the article, when you wrote it, quite frankly, Derek, I found, like I said, it upset me, because I just, this is beyond my realm.
Well, and thankfully beyond mine, too. It does speak to needing advocates. It also speaks, you know, it speaks not only to law, but it speaks to advocates. It speaks to the need for community. It speaks to the need for support. There's all sorts of issues around an aging society, but this is one that I felt really needed to be brought to the fore.
And I'm glad you did. Thanks, Derek.
Okay, thank
Good
you
to
very
chat.
Much.
Derek Miedema, who is the research director at the Institute for Marriage and Family Canada.